Hello, pet. I want you to envision something for me. To let that something become, a very important part of your existence, of your experience, of the titillating feel of your body under the influence of slow, seductive, enjoyable hypnotic trance, of the depth. And that particular image upon which I wish you to focus is the cycle of the moon. Its movement from phase to phase. That ancient, primal image. Yes. Your mind following the trends from new through crescents, waning gibbous, half. Waxing gibbous, and finally full and throbbing in time with the blood and the mind and the thoughts, which I will now aid you in tantalizingly driving that little bit deeper. So listen and relax deeper. Find within yourself the space to simply breathe and be. And as you drift lower, further, to places where you have, a little more access to your mind, to your perception of self, go ahead and run your hands down your form. But as you do so, leave parts of it behind. As your hands pass your chest, your stomach, your thighs, as they rest on your knees or your legs or by your sides, let yourself let go. And instead, welcome what I have to say. That you are slipping further and further under. That the body you hold in regard can be left aside. After all, when we perceive ourselves, we must of necessity have a preconception in mind. Because even with your eyes closed, you still know what contours to expect. But let that expectation alter. When the moon is full, when your mind turns to that primal symbol of the id, the deeper parts of the psyche, drawn out and illuminated where normally they are dark. Perhaps at that time, your body can be allowed to arch, and your mind can follow me to a much more enjoyable conclusion, that your hands will run gently up legs, furred and curvaceous, across hips, slightly splayed, in between, finding there, moist, aching, wonderful folds, sensitive, and then trailing higher through the fur across your stomach, taut, flat, curved above those hips, feeling your, body, pointed, arching, powerful, aroused moment by moment. And that arousal grows. It centers you. It focuses you on a simple truth that you need to feel more, that you need to explore your body. And your hands move up your furred hips. Now, again, across your sides. Feeling yourself there. Being careful to keep your hands from curling inward too much. But your feminine curves are so squeezably perfect. But you know that those clawed tips on your, articulated, curled fingers, your thumb rasping gently across them, exploring the self, you know you have to be careful. But you are. And as you experimentally trail upward, you find, low on your stomach among the fur, something sensitive, a little nub. Ooh, you just want to play with that. And so you do. And doing so, you've never thought of that location as Eurogenus before, but stroking in slow circles reveals a pointed nub increasingly aroused, like a nipple there, and it is perfect. Maybe you feel your tongue half lolling out of your muzzle. Maybe you feel your body arching, hair behind you, thicker, more untidy than you thought before. Long, wreathing into yourself. Your feet large now, larger a little than before because those articulated claws are tenting downward into the surface beneath you. So great is your arousal at the mere manipulation of that little nub. Oh, yes. Yes. This is what you need. A perfection of form. So absolutely wonderful as you feel the claw at the back of your foot rasp against the ground even as you curl. Rasp against the surface upon which it rests even as you curl your clawed toes. As you begin to gradually lose control of your faculties, something animal and desirous deep within. Tied to that image of the moon, and that you know will return, this half-dreamlike, half-absolute sense. Run your hands over your form. Luxuriate in a furred touch. Revel in the sheer, absolute, increasingly panting, wonderful feeling as you move your other hand, now both hands, to your abdomen, finding those two little nubs. Ugh. And then, as you lay your hands flat against your stomach, your palms rest against two more, a little higher up. Four nipples? But what about... And your hands move upward, finding your breasts. The merest touch against the underside of one is enough to make you spasm and arch. And moving higher, finding... those pointed nipples, massaging them in slow circles. It's even more intense on this set, but you want to touch them all. Or have someone else to do it. Here, in the full moon of the mind, the idea of being on hands and knees, someone filling you, using you, touching you, manipulating all your most wonderful places. That idea seems so attractive. Perhaps that arousal will be brought out in you, that perfection of form. Go ahead and turn your head on one side. Feel the way it feels good to have a little pressure against those long, pointed ears resting upon your hair, your muzzle resting, your tongue hanging. Your eyes keen, sharp, but perhaps closed at this moment, because, yes, so good to just luxuriate in this form. One hand darting between your legs to find, manipulate, touch, massage your aching slit, which is the product of this needy transformation. That ache, that arousal. Running your hands up your line of nipples, finding, that all of them feel so good, that your body is arching and twitching quite outside your ordinary control. It's all right to be on hands and knees, if you can do that and still hear these words, because that would feel like a very natural position. And you could feel the strong curving of a lover's hands around your body to find your nipples, to play you like a mewling, wonderfully pleasured, gasping instrument, there for need, there for ache, there to satisfy you both. Yes. Isn't that what you want? That deep, abiding satisfaction? And because you feel so heated, so achy, that lust, that mating urge is even better to satisfy, even more potent and abiding and constant, and you moan for it. Wouldn't it feel so good to be on all fours and just feel yourself being full, your feet planted, Your body used and worked over, brought to its climax. Yes, that idea is so good. And that idea will stick with you as you go through your days, as you think of this furred form, its aching feminine heat, its perfection, the beauty of being on hands and knees, under the full moon being taken, knowing that you'll return here, that when the moon comes, you will, if the opportunity presents itself, ensure that you are satisfied, on your hands and knees, body being worked, giving in to your animalistic ache, being brought to your fall. Yes. And that's exactly what you want. What you need. What you crave. What you will seek. The feeling is so achingly complete. And you know, when the time comes, when the moon is just right, it'll be time to trail the clothes from your body in safety. To allow yourself to give in to that heat, that throb. To feel the change resonating. As if each tiny movement of the moon across the night sky were the ticking, tick, tick of a clock in your head that winds you up to greater and greater arousal, so that when the moon is highest in the sky, your aching, sodden cunt is practically matted and the fur around it is soaked down. Your body, your nipples erect and pointed, your claws digging into the ground under you as you, get off in the perfect position. Hands, paws. Feet, paws, paws down. Your lower body raised, allowing greater access. Your hand trailing back between your thighs. Rubbing, stroking, bringing you eventually to your fall. You know the idea is so orgasmically good, so wonderfully tormenting, so perfect, and you will pursue it. You will continue to pursue it by listening, by letting each of these words a little further into your mind, by letting your body arch and respond and get ready for the next time and the next. And the full moon will draw out, run your hands over your form. Feel the furred legs, the thighs, the eager wetness being evoked by your heat. The aching of your nipples as they yearn to be touched, stroked, and knowing that if you're on your hands and knees, your breasts and the nipples on your flat abdomen below them, throbbing. All these things combine to give you that urge, that wonderful urge that seems to just let your mind go blank except for the rutting, the pleasure, the heat that is being given license to roam through your body, make every touch electric, every twitch just like the climax, and the climax itself, a mind-clearing, wonderful sensation that makes you want to throw back your head and just let it out. Oh, your body arching. You run your hands down the back of you, feeling the fur of your lower back, the unobstructed path to your pert buttocks, the fur there, knotting your hands into its warmth. Its perfection in nudity, that desire that comes when the moon rises. Strip, change, heat, come. Yes. Strip down. Remove all obstructions. Change, feel your form alter, your furred, clawed hands, paws running down. Your feet, paws curling, digging in to whatever you are lying or sitting upon. With the sheer arousal, the heat that hits you like a wave, making your soaked, aching, needy pussy Ooh, warm with desire, and that urge to get on your hands and knees where your breasts can hang freely, all six nipples across your abdomen, two pairs on your nipples, the other pair erect, perfect, sensitive, wanting to either pleasure yourself or be used, pleasured, brought to your fall, your muzzle hanging half open. The pure satisfaction of feeling yourself throb in time with the moon above. You know what situation you'll be in when you feel the moon, when you see it, when you imagine, picture, yearn for it, when you allow yourself to strip, when you allow yourself to feel that sheer, aching perfection, your body rocking, your furred backside rubbed, a hand stroking up your back, sliding under you, finding your teats and gently pinching. Oh, good. An arching, a wreathing of your body, a desire. Oh, getting better by the moment, the heat intensifying. You will return here. Because that heat will get better every time. Because the perfection of the muzzle, the pointed ears, the furred form, the aching, wanton slit between your legs, its little nub erect with bloody ache and need and desire, the moon overhead singing in the pointed perfection of your nipples, singing in your body arching, presenting your wanton, needy, entrance, presenting yourself for use, for pleasure, for perfection. Yes, yes, you'll only be truly complete when the heat inside you is allowed to dissipate, is allowed to do what it's for. That is what you want. That is what you need. That is what you will pursue. And that pursuit begins here, with my words helping, with your mind listening. With the unimportant nature of the body before, left back behind, in favor of the body now. The panting, perfect, clawed pod, muzzled, pointed, wanting form, which wants only to pursue that pleasure, to find that climax, throw back your head and let the want and need flow out of your muzzle. Resonating across your skin, resonating into the core of you. Yes, yes. And it is that impression that will stick with you. Your mind and body wanting. Wanting to lose themselves in the pure joy of the change, the oblivion of heated perfection as you thrust your body upward toward climactic release, toward something you didn't know you needed, and now could not do without. Yes, yes, the words ring in your mind. You will change. The moon will teach you about heat and ache and need, and you will listen. You will follow. You will return and be prepared for the next and the next. And why? Because goddamn, that feels good. Hands running between your legs, finding that pointed nub, finding that open slit, rubbing, stroking, oh, wet and aching, the fur warming your hands even as you become heated, perhaps your breath coming out in pants or gasps, perhaps your back arching, perhaps your head thrown back, but definitely, definitely prepared to return. To wait for the next time that you lie down, that you let yourself begin listening to what professes to be simple induction, when you allow the eyes to grow heavy, the body to grow dim, when you allow yourself to simply listen, and you find yourself waiting, anticipating the first words, the instruction to visualize the moon, growing clearer every time. So clear that the right visualization and hypnosis is powerful enough to draw out what is within you and aches and yearns, to be put to the test in a desirous, rutting mating session, whether with yourself or someone else. And above all else, waiting for the next time I'll set off this little training for your mind with those words. Simply, hello, pet. And thus you wait for the time, and perhaps sleep. Perhaps it won't be that long at all.